Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is The Future is Meaningless. Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, just a few verses. Solomon writes, "But all of this I laid to heart, examining it all. How the righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hands of God. But whether it is love or hate, man doesn't know. Both are before him. It's the same for all. The same event happens to the righteous and to the wicked. To the good and the evil, the clean and the unclean. To him who sacrifices, him who does not. This is an evil that is done under the sun. The same event happens to all." Well, today we conclude, and you might say, hooray, today we conclude our four-part sermon series on this most challenging book of the entire Scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon. In this book, he compels us to look at the key issues of life through two lenses, through the eyes of a believer and of an unbeliever. So far, we have looked at three topics together. Life in general, pleasures, last week, riches, and today, the future. Meaningless is the overall theme of the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon lived his life as a believer, and then he turned his back on God and lived for many years as an unbeliever. And now he looks back at his life and looks toward his own death and his own future. And with repentant faith, he humbly confesses this. When one looks at life apart from faith in God and any hope for eternity, the future then is meaningless. And today, in chapter 9, Solomon tells us that at first glance, the future of a believer and an unbeliever are exactly the same. They both will die. Life ends, and nobody knows when that end has come into them. Verse 3 says, "This is an evil that's done under the sun. The same event happens to all." Verse 12 says, "For man does not know his time. Like a fish that is taken in an evil net, like birds caught in an evil snare, so the children of men are snared at an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them." The book of Ecclesiastes is a reality check. How do you see your future? How do you see your own death? There really are just two options at the way of looking at the future, and both start with the letter F. Fatalism or faith? Fatalism says there's nothing you can do about anything. What's going to happen is going to happen. It doesn't make any sense. Just grin and bear it. Now, please pardon the language I'm about to use. That got some people put their head up. Please pardon the language I'm about to use. But what I saw on the bumper sticker of the back of a pickup truck sums up the philosophy of fatalism. Here's what it says. Life's a bitch, and then you die. Wow. Solomon would say, looking at life from those standpoint, it's meaningless. Fatalism says the future is meaningless. It cannot be figured out. Whatever will be. But faith says something quite different. We'll get to that pretty soon. But right now, we're going to do what we've done in these last three sermons. We'll listen to a secular, non-religious song that speaks to the theme of the sermon. Today's song comes from 1962. It was a very big hit for the singer Doris Day. The title is actually in Spanish, Álvaro. Any other Spanish? I just happened to see some more. Yeah, se habla español. The title is in Spanish. Que será? Será, using the future tense of the verb, translated, what will be. Let's listen to these words over the sound system. Follow the words on your peak insert. If you want to sing along, that's fine. It's a well-known song to many. And I'll be with you in just a moment.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que será, será, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que será, será, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que será, será, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be, que será, será.
I remember very clearly my dear mother singing this song again and again at the kitchen sink washing dishes when I was a little boy. This song has a lovely melody, a catchy chorus, and a seemingly simple message. What will be. What's going to happen is going to happen. We can't see the future. But this morning I ask you, is this fatalism or is it faith? It's hard to tell. A little girl asks her mother, what will my life be like when I grow up, Mommy? The same girl, a little older, asks her boyfriend, will our life always be happy? That same girl herself, now a mother, is asked by her children, Mommy, what will our future be? The answer in all three cases is the same. Que será, será. Whatever will be, and none of us can see into the future. Now, is this glance at the future fatalism, faith, or both? It seems to me this song leans more strongly toward fatalism, though the last verse of the song does have the mother speaking tenderly to her children, telling them what will be. But this brings us back to the words of Solomon's song in the book of Ecclesiastes, where he shares both viewpoints. First, let's take a closer look at the viewpoint of fatalism. A way to see life under the sun. And under the sun is a catchphrase Solomon uses all through his book to signify a life lived apart from faith in God. Verse 2 says, it's the same for all. The same event happens to the righteous and to the wicked. Verse 11 says, again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not always to the swift. The battle is not always to the strong. The bread not always to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happens to them all. It's hard to argue with this. Both believers and unbelievers have troubles in this life, and both will one day die. Just as I was in my office Tuesday, trying to write this sermon, within a 40-minute time period, I got a phone call from a brother pastor who needed my support in a very difficult situation. A member of our congregation stopped by to ask for prayer after a family accident at home. And another member was checking with me that I would be able to come to their home the next evening to lend counsel because they were having a serious conflict with their spouse. And of course, I have had and will continue to have funerals for dear believers and members of our congregation. The reality is this. We are all living in a sinful, fallen world. Trouble and death are common to all people. Fatalism would seem to have a point. The future seems to be meaningless. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. But Solomon shows us another reality. I hope you're eager to hear it. A trusting faith in God does not shield us from all of life's hardships. Your Christian faith does not give you an inoculation against diseases and difficulties and disasters that are a part of living in this sinful world. But knowing and trusting that you are in God's hands does give you a strength right now and a hope for whatever the future will bring. Solomon puts it this way in verse 1. But all this I laid to heart, examining it all, how the righteous are in the hands of God. Jesus put it this way in John chapter 10, 27 to 29. Listen to his comments about being in the hands of God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." Here is a promise to you from the one who died upon the cross to pay for your sins and for the sins of the world, and rose from the grave to give you victory over sin, death, and devil. Nothing. Did you hear me? Nothing can snatch you out of his hand. He has a hold on you now and for all eternity. And if that is not enough, Jesus says, over his hand that has a hold on you, the Heavenly Father has placed his hand as well. First, you are in Jesus' hand. And then Jesus says the Father's hand is wrapped around you as well. The Father who made the heavens and the earth. Here's something that you need to be reminded of every day, and so do I. You are loved. You are precious to God. You are not alone in this life filled with its bumps and its bruises. Your eternity in heaven is bought and paid for by Jesus' cross and empty grave. Your future is not meaningless. And so we can sing along with Doris Day, "Que sera, sera." Whatever will be, will be. But from a perspective of faith, our future is in God's good hands. Our lives are in God's good hands. And whether the future is not ours to see or not, that's okay. Because in Christ Jesus, our future is in the hands of Him who loved us to the cross, the grave, resurrection, and to life everlasting. And now listen carefully to just a few promises from God's holy word. promises written to you in blood, the blood of him who gave his life for you. Listen to God's promises and apply these to your hearts today. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for calamity. Plans to give you a future and give you a hope. A meaningless future for you? No way. Genesis 50, verse 20. Man meant this for evil, but God can bring good out of evil. Life in this sinful world can bring pain and evil, but your God is so powerful and loves you so much that he can turn evil around and use it for your good. A meaningless future for you? No way. 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Life can be tough now and hard to figure out. It can be like looking in a fogged up bathroom mirror. You just can't get a totally clear picture. But there will come a day. Oh, there will come a day. When you stand face to face with him who loved you and heaven's gates, and then everything in your life will be clear. A meaningless future for you? No way. Romans 8, 28 and following. I know the very first time I ever heard that passage read, as a young boy standing in the emergency room with my mother in her hospital bed and our dear pastor reading these words to her. We thought we were going to lose her. Listen to God's promise to you. Now it's time to listen and wake and to hear God's word to you. Paul writes, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who were called according to his purpose. So what shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things we need? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? And listen to Paul's shopping list. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, peril, sword, death, life, things present or things to come? No. In all these things, we more than conquer through him who loved us. Almighty God is at work for your good. And all of his promises are tied tightly to the cross and grave and Easter resurrection of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing the future will throw against you will ever change that. Nothing the future will bring against you can ever take from you the victory you have been given over sin, death, and devil by Jesus Christ your Lord. A meaningless future for you? No way. And so we can finally agree with Solomon as we wrap up this sermon series that it is with faith and not with fatalism that we will look at our life both now and in the future. With faith in a loving Savior, we can agree with Solomon as he says in chapter 9, verses 7 to 10. And listen to these verses. Go eat your bread in joy. Drink your wine with a merry heart, and whatever your hand finds it to do, do it with all your might. And we in faith can sing along with Doris Day, Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see, and that's okay. Because our future is in God's hands. And in Jesus Christ our Lord, our future is secure from now unto life everlasting. In the name of Jesus. Amen.